from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, good morning. 97.1 Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. Settle in on a Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Hump day's here. Let's go. We're running downhill from this point on to another college football weekend, another NFL weekend. Got Thursday night football right around the corner. Who couldn't be more excited about that?
I mean, the week flies by. It's great. Football's back. And it also helps when the Tigers are playing relevant baseball. They got a win. You heard in the update, 11 runs for the Tigers offense. Cater Montero. Not bad.
How about that performance?
9 innings and under 100 pitches. Nice, tidy, get up, get out, move, get the game going.
And that was a fast game, too. I mean, it was, obviously, you retire 27 of 27 with a couple of double plays in there. It's going to be a quick game, but man, it went quick.
Yeah, that's a good performance by him. Unexpected. All of this has been unexpected, right?
Yeah, I mean, go back to, we don't have to do the whole, history of the season, but the run at the beginning of just before the All-Star break, the run coming out of the All-Star break, we thought it was cute and it was fun. And then it was the trade deadline. We talked about it at the time. Could this team be a 90-plus loss team?
You got to understand why we were saying it, right? I mean, they sold and then they lost a bunch of games in a row, including a couple to the Royals.
Right.
And it made you realize, like, oh boy. And they were ugly losses to the Royals. This is going to go south. But it's a testament to these guys, these young players who maybe don't know any better, who are just going out there playing ball, and they've rallied. This is a real honest to goodness rally for the Tigers.
You don't think that they don't know that they're not supposed to be doing this?
Yeah, I don't think they do. Nobody gave them the memo. You're a 90 loss baseball team, and you're supposed to die, and the season's
right.
Over. They didn't get that memo, and it's great, John. In the heart of the summer, it's funny. We don't want to go back into the dark doldrum days of the summer. There was a show where we opened up and I asked you your thoughts on a safe word.
Yeah.
It was a big step in our relationship here. And I asked if you wanted a safe word on the show. Today, I want to ask you if you're into labels, because I have a label for this Tigers baseball team and I want to know if you are ready for it.
I'm not really big into labels, but I'll have an open mind.
You'll humor me.
An open mind.
An open mind.
An open mind. I might want to try everything at least once. See what happens.
Interesting. I'll file that away. John, I would like to label this team, or at the very least, they're giving me Team of Destiny vibes. Are you starting to get the sense
Team of Destiny?
Because I can't explain it, John. In the month of September, Brant Herter has thrown the most innings for this baseball team. They've had appearances from someone named Brian Hanafy, Sean Gunther. Who are these people? I mean, seriously, who are these people? ERA for September is 1.92. They are top 10 in runs scored in September. In the last 30 days, they're 19-9. It doesn't make sense. I'm not asking it to make sense. I'm just saying that feels a little TOD. That feels a little Team of Destiny. Because they're not this good on paper.
No.
How else do you explain it?
I think a Team of Destiny would be a little bit better than, like, maybe they'd already be in that play. I don't know. Are they a team of destiny if Parker Meadows is doing what he was supposed to be doing at the beginning of the year? Riley Green is an all-star. Colt Keith, all right, at the end of the year, he's showing some resiliency. Jace Young.
To the label.
No.
I believe that's premature. I can see where you're going with that.
Oh, premature labeling.
Yeah, like they need to make the playoffs for that, because it's irrelevant if they don't. Like,
sure.
You can say growth for next year and experience and a race and all those are good little things, but for destiny, that's making the playoffs.
You have to finish, but I'm saying, aren't you?
There's borderline a major league, the movie, feel to this.
That's what I'm saying. The vibe here is like, how?
Explain and I it. Think so, internally they've got the they got the LFG going right now.
If like it's for borderline them, major league, who's the poster in the locker room?
Oh, you want me to get fired?
I'll ask again.
Greg doesn't who's like me. He officially just declared it. Greg says nothing. He immediately said yes to that.
Greg, give us the thumbs up.
He's like, could you please?
I mean, it's a legitimate question.
Why don't you answer it?
I asked it.
Mr. Blue?
Here's where I think we've reached.
I asked a question.
Well, I think we're reaching a critical juncture.
Maybe we let our texters answer that one.
It's the Little Caesar logo.
Pizza.
They hold the two pizzas up for the home runs.
No, what I would say is we've reached this critical juncture where they're within three. They're playing winning baseball. It's hard to define. It's hard to explain. So I think Team of Destiny vibes. If you don't want to go all the way and say they're the Team of Destiny, I respect that they actually have to finish this out. But they're in this in a way that I never thought they would be. And I don't know if people are buying in. I saw some photos of the crowd yesterday on a Tuesday night. Wasn't much. I don't know if people have bought all the way in yet. Their playoff percentage as of today from Fangraphs, it's not 50%. It's not 40%. It's 10%. They have a 10% chance to make the playoffs. So maybe people aren't bought in yet. And I respect it. Listen, I understand this team's deficiencies. We all do. But they're in it right now in a way that I quite frankly didn't expect.
Well, I didn't expect it. And I think you've got to make the determination if you're going to go and buy into the Team of Destiny mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Three back with 17 to go. With nine games. I mean, I hate to be the wet blanket or the reality check, but they've got six games against the Baltimore Orioles, who are competing for the league, for the lead in the American League. And you're looking at it going, I mean, sorry, American League East.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at it going, okay, they need those games to try and overtake the Yankees as much as the Tigers need the games to get into a wild card spot. Now, is the level of desperation for the Orioles as high? No, but they're a much more talented team.
Oh, absolutely they are.
And then they've got three against Kansas City, who is actually fighting to stay in the playoffs.
What if I told you the Tigers have a better record the last 30 days than the Baltimore Orioles?
Believe that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying like that's unexplainable.
I think, John, you're afraid that they're not going to survive those two series. There's no evidence to say that Orioles are going to just hammer the Tigers. Like, why would that happen? The way both teams are playing, the Orioles haven't been able to pull away from the Yankees. The Yankees lost last night to the Royals. You know, nobody's pulling away from anybody.
Because
I think today is a very pivotal day. The Twins and Royals do not play tomorrow. And I think psyche-wise, if you can gain one today, and then you go into tomorrow with Scooble pitching, you put this thing 1.5 out going to Friday.
But logic tells me, and logic tells me otherwise. Logic tells me that at some point, the group effort days are going to bite you in the backside.
It's been going on for 30 days.
I keep waiting for that. I don't get it.
Okay, but I mean, again, how long can it last? Or because asked a question, no. Do they go with this process, this theory of with a starter, or I don't know what they're labeling the starters, next year? Because, I mean, I think that they've got to go out and sign at least one, if not a couple of arms in the offseason. But if the group effort days are working, then why would you change the theory going forward?
Okay, the question of is this sustainable or not? I've thought that for a month plus. I started going back. They have a 60% win percentage since July 5th. In the last 30 days, they're 19-9. The Orioles are 13-15. What the F is going on?
Like the trends point that this is real, okay? Parker Meadows, the numbers, the win total, their record when he plays.
Right, it's astronomical.
Last night, he leads it off with a homer, gets it going right away. There was no question they were ready to win this game and knock it out quick last night. Everything's trending the right way. It just comes down to the numbers. The number crunch is you got to get to 85 or plus wins. And now what they've put in to play is if the Twins go 8-9 the rest of the way, 500 baseball basically, they win 85. So now it is getting reasonable. What makes no sense is, can the Tigers put a 12-5 finish on top of what they've just done?
Right. 248-539-9797. Are you feeling any Team of Destiny vibes? Is it too soon? Are you not there yet? And if not, just explain what's going on then, because they just keep finding ways to win. Montero goes complete game. I mean, that doesn't happen every day. That doesn't happen for seasons at a time.
I'm not. You are. And my heart says 100%. But my brain says slow down.
Stupid brain getting away everything. All right, 248-539-9797.
You rarely my problem.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.